What if the person who struggled most with math became the one who unlocked its secrets? Barbara Oakley couldn't read an analog clock as a young adult and flunked her way through high school math. Today, she's an engineering professor whose insights into learning have reached over 3 million students through the world's most popular online course. Her journey reveals a truth that challenges everything we believe about mathematical ability. It's not a gift you're born with. It's a skill you can build, neuron by neuron, with the right approach. The question isn't whether you have a math brain. The question is whether you're willing to work with the brain you already have. Your brain operates in two fundamentally different modes. The focused mode is your mental spotlight for intense concentration, but it can trap you through the Einsteining effect when your initial approach blinds you to better solutions. The diffuse mode lets your mind wander freely, making unexpected connections. This is why breakthrough insights strike in the shower or during walks, never while staring at textbooks. Chess prodigy Magnus Carlsen would walk away from the board during matches, engaging his diffuse mode to see patterns his focused attention might miss. Effective learners toggle between modes using the Pomodoro method, 25 minutes of intense focus followed by breaks allowing diffuse processing. When stuck, step back and let your diffuse mode work subconsciously. Effective learning isn't about remembering everything. It's about forming chunks, compact packages of meaning occupying just one slot in your limited working memory. When chess masters glance at a board, they don't see 32 individual pieces. They recognize patterns from thousands of previous games. Creating chunks requires three steps. First, focus completely without distractions. Second, understand the basic idea. Understanding acts as glue, binding information together. Finally, gain context through varied practice to recognize when to apply this chunk. The most dangerous trap is the illusion of competence, believing you understand material when you've merely become familiar with it. Instead, close your book and explain the concept aloud. This recall practice builds far stronger neural pathways than passive review. As you build more chunks, learning accelerates. Interleaving, practicing different problem types rather than repeating one technique, feels harder but builds flexible knowledge that transfers to new situations. Neuroimaging studies reveal that anticipating difficult tasks activates brain regions involved in physical pain. Your brain genuinely protects you from discomfort. You face a challenge, your brain registers discomfort, you shift to something pleasant, and you feel temporary relief. This cycle creates your procrastination zombie, a habit spreading across life areas. The counterintuitive insight: anticipating math causes more suffering than doing it. Once you begin, pain centers quiet down. The solution isn't summoning willpower, but changing how you respond to discomfort. Focus on process rather than product. Concentrate on putting in specific time, like 25 minutes, rather than completing assignments. Products trigger pain, processes can be followed mindlessly. Identify your procrastination cues, location, time, feelings, reactions, and develop specific plans to handle them. Create new routines, like studying in special locations or pre-study rituals. Ensure rewards are meaningful and immediate. The most effective approach? Eat your frogs first. Tackle difficult tasks early when willpower is strongest. Write tasks the night before to engage your subconscious and set a specific quitting time. Joshua Foer went from journalist to U.S. Memory Championship finalist by exploiting our brain's extraordinary visual and spatial memory evolutionary gifts from ancestors who tracked hunting routes and food sources. While we struggle with abstract lists, our brains effortlessly absorb thousands of visual details about new places. Memory champions use the memory palace technique, mentally placing vivid images at specific locations in familiar settings, then walking through to retrieve information. To remember the mineral hardness scale, talc, gypsum, calcite, fluorite, apatite, orthoclase, quartz, topaz, corundum, diamond, imagine walking through your home seeing talking talc on your doormat, a crying gypsum statue on your hall table, a calcite crystal on your kitchen counter. This transforms abstract information into concrete spatial representations. Make images bizarre, multisensory, and emotionally engaging. To remember F equals MA, picture a flying mule accelerating through the air. Engage smell, touch, and sound to build more neural hooks. Pair this with spaced repetition, reviewing material at increasing intervals, an hour, a day, a week, to signal your brain this information merits long-term retention. These techniques transform novices into semi-experts faster, making memorization itself a creative process. Magnus Carlsen's chess mastery stems from a vast mental library of patterns built through years of practice, not pure genius. Elite players typically spend a decade mastering thousands of pattern chunks, enabling rapid game recognition and seemingly magical intuition. While intelligence matters, smarter people often have larger working memories, it can hinder creativity by causing overthinking. Those with smaller working memories may struggle initially, but more easily generate creative combinations by drawing from different brain regions. Santiago Ramón y Cajal, the father of modern neuroscience, believed anyone could sculpt their brain through persistent practice. Despite academic struggles, he developed a unique approach. Prepare microscope slides each morning, view cells for hours, then draw from memory, comparing and redrawing until capturing essential patterns. This deep chunking allowed him to abstract key insights and transfer them across domains, explaining why experts apply their thinking to new fields. Learning math resembles mastering sports. In baseball, repetition creates muscle memory for automatic responses. Similarly, once you understand the why behind a mathematical concept, practice across varied problems helps construct meaning patterns. As expertise develops, you'll perform tasks automatically, making complex decisions rapidly through well-trained intuition. Testing dramatically outperforms studying. You'll retain far more from an hour of testing than reviewing the same material. The concentrated mental focus strengthens neural connections and reveals knowledge gaps. Students who regularly self-test retain up to 50% more information than those who merely review. The hard start, jump to easy approach loads difficult problems into your diffuse mode. Start with the hardest problem, but pull away within minutes if stuck. While you complete easier problems, your subconscious works on the difficult one. Students using this technique complete 20% more problems correctly. Test anxiety produces physical symptoms like sweaty palms and racing heart. Reinterpret these as excitement. I'm excited, rather than I'm afraid, to significantly improve performance. Elite athletes view pre-performance jitters as beneficial energy. Deep breathing helps too. Relax your stomach and draw a deep breath to send oxygen to critical brain areas. When checking work, shift between focused and diffuse modes. Start from the back for fresh perspective, asking, does this really make sense? Sleep matters. Students who get 8 hours before an exam score 15% higher than those who pull all-nighters. Richard Feynman's Manhattan Project safecracking reveals a profound truth. Desperately forcing solutions often prevents them. Stepping back proved more effective than brute force. Learning thrives on paradoxes. Intense focus solves problems, yet blocks fresh approaches when we fixate. The path forward? Use active recall and self-testing, chunk problems through practice, space repetition across days, alternate techniques, take strategic breaks when frustrated, employ explanatory questioning and simple analogies, focus intensely for 25-minute sessions, and tackle hardest tasks earliest. Your transformation emerges in small moments, when you grasp a once-impossible concept, solve a formerly terrifying problem, or confidently explain difficult ideas. The brain you have now is enough. You don't need a different brain. You need to learn how to use this one. Start today. Pick one technique. Practice for 25 minutes. Your future self is waiting.